At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Safety FM Minicast.
Broadcasting live from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, here is your host, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini number 27. This is Jay Allen. Today's subject is going to be related to safety conferences. And do you find value in them? And are they important? Here on Safety FM Mini.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
Changing safety cultures. One broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
So how common does that question become about safety conferences and the value and the importance of actually going to them, or even if they're worth your while? As I continue to get to travel around this great big world of ours, that's a question that comes up quite often. So when you decide to actually go to a safety conference, what are the important things that you look for? Are you mainly going for continuing education credits? Are you going based on what the subject matter is going to be about inside of the presentations? Or do you like looking at things in particular that are different from your particular perspective about safety? Do you really regard on who the presenters are going to be before you finalize your decision on what you're going to be doing? And sometimes I've come to the conclusion that there's people that go to some of these safety conferences depending on where they're located. So if it's in a popular city, it's important to them. If it's in not so popular city, really not that important, not sure if I should go or not. And the other thing, do you take a look at what the agenda for the whole activity is going to look like? Or is it just one of those things that, it's going to be a couple of days, so I'll just show up and kind of determine it as I go. And the other portion is, sometimes some of these conferences have so many different things going on. Can you fit them all into what you're planning on doing over those few days or day? I continue to have conversations with people that tell me that they really enjoy going to some of these safety conferences, but they're too jam-packed that they can't attend all the different sessions that they want to go to. So how can you change it? How do you actually look at it and go, this is more important than the other? I really want your determination on what you do with safety conferences. Been kind of funny as of late because I've been getting a lot of questions if I will be doing any kind of interactions or hosting at a safety conference or any speeches. I tell people a lot of the information that I do is right here on our little podcast and broadcast. So that's where a lot of my information comes from. I'm sure in the near future, I'll probably jump in and I guess do the speech at one or so. I like to attend them. That's my personal perspective because I see value in different aspects. I always like to go to things that challenge the point of view of what I actually look at in safety. And it's not because I think that I'm right. It's because I always want to see how other people interact and what exactly their perspectives are when it comes to safety. Additionally, there's a lot of things that are out there that I think it's good to have a knowledge base on. And I'm not saying for the sole purpose of being able to argue with someone, because that's not the point. But sometimes there's different scopes and there's different perspectives that other people have that could tie in to whatever your belief system is in safety. Keep your eyes open over the next few weeks in regards of some special announcements that we have coming your way. Make sure if you get a chance or two, pop over to our website at safetyfm.com. Also come on to our LinkedIn page, or you can always go to our Facebook page. I did reference this a few weeks ago, but I'll reference it one more time. Currently, you are able to stream the radio station or the internet station directly on Facebook. So if you go into our Facebook page, there's a section on the left-hand side that says Listen Live, and it will stream directly off of Facebook right there on the spot. Anyways, thank you for listening to Safety FM Mini number 27. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Safety FM.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.